BRS owners have a new option for repacks. Cobalt Aircraft has a new five-place canard in development. And freedom from regulatory hassles has become a tourism selling point. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack here at Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, July 29th, 2010. BRS Aerospace President Larry Williams announced here at AirVenture that the company will begin providing full repack service for its whole airframe parachute recovery systems. The service covers the Cirrus Design SR-20 and SR-22, Cessna 172 and 182. Repacking is required every 10 years under the STC. As an incentive to have BRS do the repack, customers will receive 1 hour of full-motion sim training on parachute deployment scenarios under a partnership with SimTrain LLC. The 2010 repack pricing for an overhauled exchange parachute is $3,682 U.S., not counting labor for removal or reinstallation, for all units sent to BRS qualified service centers throughout the world. The company also promises a four-day turnaround on units received at its facilities in South St. Paul, Minnesota. Cobalt Aircraft of France is here at AirVenture with a prototype of an aircraft it calls the CO-50. It's a single-engine canard airplane targeted at the U.S. business market. The MSRP of $650,000 U.S. suggests an aim for the SR-22 Turbo, DA-50, and similar aircraft. The CO-50 seats four adults with a rear seat center armrest usable for a child. The cockpit has side sticks and single-lever power control and propeller settings for best power or best economy. The twin-turbocharged Continental TSIOF 550 D2B makes 350 horsepower, driving a Hartzell three-blade aluminum propeller. Cruise speed at 75% power is projected at 220 knots, with a best efficiency cruise of 202 knots at 55%. Max range is predicted to be 1,150 nautical miles, with a ceiling of 25,000 feet. Cobalt says first flight is scheduled for late fall, with certification starting by the end of this year. Get more details in the text version of this story, dated July 28th, at aero-news.net. One of the vendors here at Oshkosh we've seen before is the Dominican Republic, and as aviation regulatory hassles grow worldwide, the country's message sounds better every year. The DR is sunny and warm year-round, offers rural and city destinations, and 14 airports. A flying ambassadors program, announced during a press conference here this week, encourages private airplane tourism. Pilots are promised round-the-clock personal assistance with flight planning, customs procedures, fuel availability, and immigration and documentation. Given the current political environment for general aviation in the U.S., this part sounds even better. By presidential decree, the Ministry of Tourism, Dominican Airport Department, Dominican Institute of Civil Aviation, Aero Clubs, and private sector leaders are all to work together to make sure aviation tourists have a hassle-free experience. The decree also eliminates all agency fees on private aircraft weighing 30,000 pounds or less, including experimentals. The Dominican Republic is 650 nautical miles south of Florida, within range of most GA aircraft with a fuel stop in the Bahamas. Find out more at GoDominicanRepublic.com. Up next on ANN, Airbus will help Pakistan investigate yesterday's A321 crash. GA safety is better than last year, but not where it should be. And Randy Babbitt sells ADS-B to an AirVenture audience. You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/piperaircraft.
The Waco YMF-5D is an open cockpit sport biplane that embodies the golden age of aviation in a new production aircraft. The evolution of the new D model Waco incorporates many new features and upgrades, delivering greater performance than ever before, but with more horsepower and lower aircraft weight. Your new Waco is completely customized to your exact specifications, including your choice of avionics. Own and live the dream yourself with the new Waco YMF-5D. Check out the dream at www.wacoclassic.com.
Com. We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for July 29th. I'm Paul Plack. An Airbus A321 carrying 152 people is reported down in the Pakistani capital of Islamabad. The flight was operated by AirBlue. Imtiaz Alahi, chairman of the Capital Development Authority of India, told the Associated Press, quote, "It is a great tragedy, and I confirm it with pain that there are no survivors," unquote. AP reports TV footage shows wreckage hanging from the trees and scattered across the ground, and visible evidence of a post-crash fire. The flight from Karachi to Islamabad was scheduled to last 2 hours. The Pakistani Airline Pilots Association says the plane apparently was diverted for weather. Airbus has offered assistance in the investigation. An airline spokesman says there was no distress call and there were no known technical issues with the plane. FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt visited AirVenture yesterday for a media briefing on a variety of subjects, ranging from his usual themes of safety and professionalism to the capabilities of NextGen. On GA safety, Babbitt said the accident rate is, quote, "not where I or the folks at the FAA would like them to be. The bottom line is, we set an ambitious goal and we're not achieving that," unquote. Babbitt says that in the first 6 months of this year, there have been 120 fatal GA accidents, down about 8% over last year. He says that in 2009, amateur-built aircraft accounted for about 25% of all GA accidents, but represent only about 10% of the fleet. He suggested that a problem area is second owners of amateur-built aircraft. Quote, "It seems to always happen after the transition, the sale of those aircraft. And so we're making a big pitch to challenge the buyer of one of those aircraft to make certain that you get the training that you need. If you're the seller, make certain that the buyer understands they are buying a complex airplane. Often these airplanes are very sophisticated, high wing loading, higher stall speeds, things like that. All of those mean there is a need for additional training," unquote. On another topic of controversy, Babbitt discussed NextGen, saying it will change the way we fly and, to some extent, where. Quote, "We can't afford to put in an ILS when only 4 or 5 airplanes go there a day, but we can put a satellite approach in there. We will have the ability to give horizontal and vertical guidance to virtually any runway in this country. We don't have any equipment to maintain. We simply have to design the approach. The equipment will be in the airplane," unquote. Regarding the cost of that equipment in the plane, Babbitt says when he talks to people in the GA world and they mention that they have to buy the new equipment, he responds, "Do you think that you'll have the same transponder in 10 years that we have today? No. So don't buy a new transponder. Buy ADS-B," unquote. For now, of course, it's not that simple because many of us will be required to buy both. A significant chunk of the session's time was monopolized by a local TV reporter who peppered Babbitt with questions about Tuesday's crash of Jack Roush's bizjet at Whitman Regional and how the FAA would change regulations as a result. She was obviously not well-versed in aviation. We think she may be recruited by USA Today. Still ahead, Diamond offers conversion help to customers flying T-Alert engines. Republic Airways will buy E-Jets. And Eurocopter goes above and beyond for a customer. You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design, maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business. Leading the way to a new generation of aircraft, Eclipse Aerospace introduces the Total Eclipse twin-engine jet. The Total Eclipse is a sophisticated, high-performance aircraft with low operating costs, low environmental impact, and uncompromised safety. Every Total Eclipse jet comes with flights to 41,000 feet, max cruise speeds of 370 knots, an onboard color radar with electronic moving maps and e-charts. And, of course, every Total Eclipse comes complete with a factory warranty. Log on to eclipseaerospace.net for more information.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, July 29th. I'm Paul Plack. Diamond Aircraft Industries is inviting North American owners and operators to upgrade their T-Alert-powered DA-42s to either Lycoming or Austro engine power. Company President Peter Maurer explains, quote, You will not only enjoy enhanced performance, reliability, and comprehensive North American-based support, but also reduced operating costs and increased value and marketability of the converted airplane. In addition to performing conversions of customer aircraft, we will also have a limited number of converted aircraft available for sale that offer significant savings over comparable new aircraft, unquote. To help compare, Diamond has produced a conversion program guide that details the various options. Republic Airways Holdings has signed a letter of intent with Embraer to acquire 24 new E190s, with the option to convert any of the aircraft in the order to the larger 195. The letter is subject to final documentation, including final commercial terms. Under the agreement, deliveries would begin in the middle of next year, with the first six aircraft arriving by the end of the year. They'll be configured for single class with stretched seating. That's an amenity important to Republic's brand. The E190 would offer 99 seats, while the E195 would be configured for 116 passengers if Republic chose to convert any of those orders. And finally today, one of the helicopter deliveries at the biennial Farnborough Air Show in the UK last week was a little different from the others. A brand new EC-135 P2I was handed over to Assistant Chief Constable Sharon Rowe of West Midlands Police at the E-Zero Copter booth. The machine was a replacement for one destroyed by an arsonist last year. The order for this aircraft had been placed in September of last year, but the delivery of the new one less than a year after the order was almost not the point. Eurocopter's managing director in the UK, Marcus Steinke, explained, quote, "We had been able to deliver a police-configured interim EC-135 right after the incident to keep our customer flying, and are pleased to hand over the new one today, less than 1 year after the order was signed. Our products and services have become the backbone of UK air support since many decades, and we are ready to accompany the evolutions of our customers' needs," unquote. You know, I'm not in the market for a turbine law enforcement helicopter, but if I was, I'd be impressed. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with Sandy and Joanne Hill about their work accrediting master instructors and their roles in administering the General Aviation Awards. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.